I'm going to read a list of dates and people's names and terms. I'm going to read this list to you, and they all have a common denominator. You know what a denominator is? You know what a common denominator is? Something in common with each other. And so I don't want you to speak it out, but I want you to process. This is a time when I'm going to ask you not to try to answer with the first one or two, but let it all marinate and see if you can get the common, what's common about every one of these dates, the names, and/or terms. So here we go. The first part of the list is coming up as 1744 is the date. Now that's AD, okay, so that we're not talking BC stuff here. 1744 is a date. Governor William Bladen is that he was the governor of Maryland. So just so you know, if you want to know some history, some American history. And then we have the President Thomas Jefferson. And then you have Philip Lenzi or Lenzi. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I couldn't call him up and ask. But then we had Dolly Madison. Then 1851. This is one of those brain teaser puzzles that you read and you can't, don't look to the back yet. You got to continue to process this. And then the Jacob Fuzzle, I think maybe that's how you would pronounce that name, is that's the first part of the list. So don't answer yet, but all those things have something in common with one another. We're going to go to the second half of the list, and here we go. More of terms, steam power. Now that goes along with 1744 and so forth and so on. It's all one list, but if I put it all on one slide, you wouldn't be able to read it. So it'd be too small. So steam power, electric motor or electric power and motors, packing machines, mechanical refrigeration, the homogenizer, the new freezing process and equipment and motorized delivery vehicles. Now we're coming to the end of our list. Does anyone know the common thing here? It is ice cream. It is ice cream. And all those names had Thomas Jefferson has a vanilla recipe, and all those things have something to do with ice cream. All those people did something. Some of those were dairy guys. Some of those were engineers that helped develop the process by which we have ice cream. Ice cream, in President George Washington is recorded to have spent approximately $200 for ice cream during the summer of 1790. Okay, it is recorded. That is today. It would even be worse than Scott, but off of today would be about $3,000 for just the summer months. You would spend $1,000 for June, $1,000 for July, and $1,000 for August on ice cream. I have a feeling George Washington liked ice cream. Today, the total frozen dairy annual production in the United States is more than 1.6 billion gallons of ice cream. Just so you know, at Mahaffey last night, with milkshakes and cones, we dipped 73 gallons of ice cream in one night. We have a love for ice cream. Yeah, I gotta. That is about 5.5 gallons per every American alive that we consume in a year. That's for the newborn baby all the way through. Somebody's probably eating more than 5.5 gallons of ice cream in the year. But that 1.6 billion gallons of ice cream allows each American to experience 5.5 gallons of ice cream per year. Today is National, July 23rd is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. And just so you know, I bought everyone ice cream today. So when you leave the service, I was thinking about the mothers with little ones. to give out ice cream sandwiches at this point. I wanted to do that. But I was thinking about all the little children around and what that would look like at the end of the service. So please, at the end of the service, there'll be people at the door. I bought ice cream sandwiches for everyone as they leave this morning to celebrate, to be maybe like George Washington and kind of start the ball rolling, to eat at least a portion of your 5.5 gallons that you're responsible for this year. You have to. You're responsible for 5.5 gallons. I'm going to help you with that by giving you an ice cream sandwich when you leave. Today, we celebrate the invention of ice cream, of vanilla ice cream. But we celebrate the fact that there is vanilla ice cream. It says this in the psalm. It says this. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. But I wonder if he has more in mind than just ice cream. I wonder if there's more to this day than some vanilla ice cream. I wonder if he wants more for us in this day. This is the day that the Lord has created. The day. We are in the day that God has created. He has created the day. It's today. And you and I are in the day that God created. And the psalmist has come to the conclusion after 23 verses leading up to this. And I am certain that he wants us to celebrate more than ice cream. But 23 verses, the psalmist has come to the conclusion, God made this day, push the button, God made this day with a purpose. We're going to find that out in 23 different verses leading up to the proclamation that this is a day that God has created. Rejoice and be glad in it. It's the day. You don't have another day yet. That's tomorrow if God creates another day. You are standing in the day, the only day that will be today. We are standing in that day, and God has created this day with purpose. He has created this day for a reason. And the psalmist is navigating through that in 23 verses leading up to verse 24 of Psalm 118. And he said, I want you to know why you can celebrate this day. I want you to know why you can rejoice in this day. I want you to know why you can be joyful in this day and be glad in this day. Because God said, I created this day with a purpose. It's not just a random day. It wasn't saying, well, God says, oh, I'm going to start it here, and then somewhere around 2100 AD, I'm going to end it, and just good luck with all of the rest of the stuff. God said, no, I created each day. Each day I created it so that you could live in this day, and you could rejoice and be glad in this day. I've done something. I have a purpose for this day. This day was on God's calendar since the beginning of time. This day has the potential that no other day has. This day, let us rejoice. This day, let us be joyful, and gladness and rejoiceability is off the charts in this day. And I had to add rejoiceability to my dictionary. I said, what is wrong with you, word? Don't you know the good words? Don't you know rejoiceability is, this day is full of rejoiceability? Didn't you know, word? No, 2010, don't you know that God created this day? You don't know. You don't know what I'm screaming at my computer. You gotta know. This is a day. This day is full. Filled with rejoiceability, has the ability to rejoice in this day. Why? Because it's a day that God has created. It's a day that God has purpose. It's a day that God has a design for this day. It's a day that God wants to do something in our lives this day that he won't do any other day, that he has not done in any other day. If he'd already done it, you wouldn't be in this day. God said, I got a plan for this day for you because you are in this day, and I created you and I created this day to meet in history. And so I have a purpose for this day. Oh, I want you to enjoy some ice cream. but I'm off the hook of what I got planned for this day for you. Don't let this day, don't go worrying about tomorrow that you forget this day. Don't get so planned full of your schedule that you got something planned for August that you missed July 23rd. God said, maybe you'll get to that day. That day has not been promised because it is not the day yet. But July 23rd is the day. Don't miss it. Don't miss what I got planned for this day. And the psalmist is unpacking this throughout this psalm. Verse 1 of Psalm 118 says this: give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is off the hook. His love endures forever. This day, God says, this day, the psalmist says, this day, God's love fills this day. This day is filled with the love of God. You get to stand, listen, you get to stand in God's love on this day. Whatever else is around you, whatever else is on top of you, whatever else you feel, you are standing and you are surrounded by God's love. He said, I want you to know that this day is created with my love saturating this day. For God so loved the world, I still do, he says. I still do. That's not a done. That is, it is. I feel that way now. You are in my love today. I created this day so my love could saturate this day. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Jeremiah says in Lamentations, he says this: I remember my afflictions and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I remember the hard times. I remember the garbage in my life. I remember I can't forget it sometimes. I can't forget the gall of my life and the bitterness that I've experienced. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind and remember, and I have hope because of God's great love. They have not consumed me. Because God's love is stronger than anything I've been through. Because God's love is around me. Because of the Lord's great love, that we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, God. Today, I and you and we are standing in God's love. And as we marinate in that, and as we know that we're standing in God's love, the psalmist is coming to the conclusion, I'm going to rejoice and be glad in this day. I don't know what else is going on, but I am standing in the love of God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And when you see something in yellow, you know it's something I want to highlight, right? It's in highlight. I want to know. I want us to know. I want us to go out of here eating ice cream and say, you know what? This is a day that the Lord has made. This ice cream tastes good, and I'm standing in God's love right here now. And this ice cream's reminding me of how much God loves me. And our minds will convince us, oh, I'm not lovable. And God said, you got to listen to me. This day has been created with a purpose. And the first purpose that this day has is that so you can experience my love. And then he goes in the passage, he continues with this: let Israel say, his love endures forever. Just see, this guy is amped now. He's writing this song, and all of a sudden I can see him running to the window and opening up the window. And there's people on the street. He said, hey! Hey, all of you on the street, say this: God's love endures forever. And then he looks around, he says, hey, let the house of Aaron, let the priest tribe, let those, the priests, let them say God's love endures forever. As a matter of fact, let those who fear the Lord say his love endures forever. Am I making sense this morning, or am I a little delirious? I didn't get in until late last night. I made a lot of milkshake. A I was chopping milkshakes last night because they were, we have to, that's a whole nother definition. Just work with me here. I was chopping milkshakes and there was this little young lady beside me and she said, man, you can chop milkshakes fast. I looked over and she's about 13. I said, I've been chopping milkshakes for 16 years. I better be faster than you. But don't let this day go by without knowing that whatever else is going on in life, that God's love is saturating this day. Let everyone say, his love endures forever. Because this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Verses 5 and 6 says this. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Let me just make this statement. This day was not created so that fear would run this day. Are you with me this morning? This day was not created so fear had reign. Fear will try to take your day. At times, fear will try to steal your day. It'll try to steal your whole day and your whole week. It will try to steal the day. God did not create this day for fear to reign in your life or anyone else's life. This day has not been created for fear. He said, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? I will not sit in fear. I will not be afraid. Genesis 51 says, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield and your very great reward. This day, Abram, has not been created for fear. It has been created so that you would know me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Psalm 23, 4 says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I will not fear because God's rod and his staff, because God's love is in this day, is creating the energy in this day. That means his rod and his staff are still in this day. And even though I may be in a valley this day, in that valley with me, because of God's love in this day for me, are his rod and his staff, and he will not leave me in that valley. This day, I will know his rod and his staff. This day, he will send into my valley those things that will protect me and lead me out of that valley. Are you with me this morning? He will send things into that valley with me. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because even though you might be in a valley today, his rod and staff are also in that valley. And he can see you. And he will lead you and guide you and protect you and bring you out of that valley. The psalmist says, I'm telling you what, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let me rejoice and be glad in it. I will not give in to fear. I will not let fear run my day. I will not let fear run my life, because God did not create fear to run my life. There's lots of things that are fearful out there. And God said, let me navigate you through them. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Verse 7 says, the Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. 2 Corinthians says this, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show the all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not abandoned. We are struck down, but we are not destroyed. Let me tell you what this day was not created for. Push the button for me. This day was not created to crush me. Are you with me this morning? This day was not created to crush me. Maybe God wanted to crush me today. No, this day is not meant to crush you. You may be hard pressed on every side, but in this day, you are not meant to be crushed. In this day, you are not to be put It was created to put me in despair. It was not created to put me in despair, to end up hopeless, with a hopeless spirit, with a hopelessness that won't go away. God said, that's not why I created this day. I did not create this day so that you could experience hopelessness. This day was not created for me to be abandoned, and this day was not created for me to be destroyed. Not in this day. Not in this day. This day was not created for failure. This day has been created for victory. Are you with me this morning? This day has been created for victory. I don't know what we're hard-pressed about. I don't know what's going on in our lives, but this day was purposed for victory. This day was purposed so you and I could experience God's love. This day was purposed so that you and I would know that we need not fear, but God's rod and his staff are going to guide us through every valley that we're in. This day was purposed for you to have victory over whatever is around you. Whatever's trying to squeeze the life out of you, let God give you healing this day from that. This day may have been slated for that thing to die in your life and for freedom to come. Don't pass by this day without God allowing you to give you victory over what is hammering you to the ground. That make it sense? Because I'm really working up a sweat. It's a good thing I got two shirts on. It's running right down the back of my... I know, TMI, right? Yeah. Don't rabbit trail. As God was molding this into my life this day, this week, and the series of days that he put together, and the interaction I've had with people through phone calls and personal interaction and text, and knowing and the confidence that I could have as I talked with people this day, it's the day. It's the day. It's a capital T day. It's a the day. It's the day. God says, experience my love today. Let me lead you out of the valley today. Let me give you victory today. There's a purpose for this day. And I want to bring that purpose into your life. I do not want you to be crushed or in despair. This day has been created for your enemy to lose. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Verses 15 and 16 says this, shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. This is what they're screaming out from the tents. They're walking by Bob's tent and all of a sudden, the Lord has done mighty things. And say, what's wrong with Bob? He's just off the hook. God's doing something this day in his life. Just keep walking. From inside the tent of those that are walking with God. Do you see what it says? They're saying, the Lord's right hand has done mighty things! Exclamation point. I love that. You know I love that. The Lord's right hand has lifted high! Woo! This guy is off the hook. He's experiencing some amazing stuff that God's doing in his life. And he's coming. It's coming out of his windows. He's opening up his windows. His neighbor thinks he's crazy. He doesn't care. Because God's given him what? God's given him victory today. Because he's experiencing God's love today. Because the valley is losing today. And God's navigating out of that valley. And he said, I'm telling you one thing. I'm praising God today. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. Verse 17, I think, is a result of that proclamation. I will not die, but live and proclaim what the Lord has done. Because the Lord has done mighty things on this day. I will not die. I will live. Enough. He says, enough. I will not die anymore. Because this day has not been created for me to die. This day has been created for me to live. Because the Lord has done mighty things. Because the Lord's love is around me. Because he's leading me and guiding me and protecting me because he's given me victory. I will not die, but live and will proclaim what the Lord has done. Jesus says in John 10:10, I, Jesus, have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest. I'm telling you, new lifers, this day was created for you to live, not die. It's created for you to live. But these are written so that you may believe in Jesus, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing you may have life in his name. I created this day so you could live. 1 John 5:11-12 says this, and this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. This day has been created so you and I can live. But even when they were facing the death of Lazarus, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? So even when the day comes that God has purposed for you to leave this physical earth, it doesn't end your living. He said, I have created you to live for all of eternity. I have created you to live from now, from July 23rd, 2017. If you have not lived yet, you need to start living because this day has been created for you and I to live. And to experience victory over whatever is trying to push the life out of you. Because once it does, it'll push the life out of you. It'll depress you, depress you, depress you, depress you until it can oppress you. And it'll squeeze the life right out of you. God says, I did not create a day for to have the life squeezed out of you. I created the days for you to live. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Verses 19 and 20 says this, Open for me the gates of righteousness, and I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gates of the Lord which the righteous may enter. This day has been created for righteousness. This day we get to do what is right. This day, the gate of righteousness has been opened. This day, you and I get to do. This day, the right path, the right action, and the right choice is on your plate. This day, it's there. This day, for the choices that need to be made this day, let us rejoice and be glad in this day. Why? Because what we need to choose today is already in this day. You don't have to wait till tomorrow to choose for today. What you need to choose for today is in this day. Somebody shake their head yes, and I'm making sense. It's in this day. It's already here. God says, I've opened up the gates. I've opened up the gates to what is right. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do in this situation. You can say that, but then know that this is a day that the Lord has made. And what is right decision today is already in this day. It's in this day. You can grab a hold of it in this day. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Verses 22 and 23 says this, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Peter says it this way, For in the scripture it says, see, I lay the stone in Zion, a chosen, a precious stone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. John 1:12 says, yes, yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in the name of Jesus, he gave the right to become children of God. Jesus is still saving today. So salvation is in this day. Jesus is giving out forgiveness this day. If you need a relationship with Christ, if you've never asked Christ to forgive you because your sins have got you upside down, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death. Sin has got you jacked up and off the hook. And Jesus says, in this day, salvation is still available. In this day, I will still take you from lost to found, from dead to alive. In this day, I will still take you from out there to right into the very presence of God. On this day, I will do that. In this day, I'm going to do that for someone in someone's life. I'm going to save someone today. Someone is going to become a child of God today. How about it? Aren't you glad that God didn't come the day before that was a reality in your life? Which for me was 21 years ago this week, was the day for me to become the child of God. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, because salvation for all mankind is still in this day. God said that my love saturates this day. I will lead you through the valley. Don't let fear take over this day. It'll try. I'm going to do amazing things in your life today. I want you to have victory today. I want you to live today. I want you to know that salvation is still available today for you or for those loved ones that you're praying for. It's still in the house today. It's still available today. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And then verse 25 says, oh Lord, save us. Oh Lord, grant us success. And I've always taken that this way. God, I know all that is in this day, but the cares of this world are trying to squeeze it out of me. God, I need success in this day, because I know you've got a purpose for this day, and some of the stuff that's trying to creep into my soul, that's not the purpose for this day. Grant us success. Grant me success in this day, because I want to live in this day for what you created it for. God, you didn't create this day for evil. You didn't create this day for failure. You didn't create this day for lostness. You didn't create this day for bitterness to take over my life. You created this day for victory, and I want to stand in victory. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let me just read the rest of it. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession upon to the horns of the altar. Let's unhinge this day. New Life, I'm going to finish with this. I don't know how many slides I have left, but I'm finishing with this. The psalmist says, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let it happen. Be expectant. Enjoy your ice cream. And know that God created this day for ice cream and for so much more. It's National God Loves You Day. Stand with me today. Father, thank you for this day. This is the day. And Lord, every translation that I read that in, no one says this is a day. No translation says it's just a day. It's the day. It's the day the Lord has created. And today, this day, may victory reign. And this day, may we surrender our hearts to Christ. And this day, may we live. May this day we live for what you purposed it for, rather than what this world and our flesh and the enemy is trying to push into this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.